A very good morning to you. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. We are recording from Silver Spring, Maryland, and are so glad that you can join us. Nedarim Pei Zayin, Nedarim 87A, pagination is 173. We're starting from the last of the small lines, halfway on the line, Vehilchasa. And the halacha is toch kidei dibur kidibur dami, within the amount of time of a brief statement is still considered instantaneous. That means, as we explained yesterday, that toch kidei dibur, the amount of time to say shalom alecha Rebbe, peace be upon you Rebbe, is the amount of time of this brief statement. And if that amount of time elapsed and he didn't do anything to retract whatever action he took, then that action would be binding. But if he retracted within that amount of brief time, then he would actually be able to retract. We gave the analogy of what would the rules be in a game like chess. You make your move and you want to retract. If you're still holding the piece, if you didn't put it down, what are the rules regarding change of mind? And over here we can have a person who made a deal and instantly regretted it. And that is something that he's going to be able to retract within this amount of time. Similarly, we find in Hilchos Brachos, when a person makes a mistake, whether he says Hakel HaKadosh during Aseres Yemei Tshuva instead of HaMelech HaKadosh, or he says the wrong bracha, he says Borei Pri HaEtz when it's supposed to be Borei Pri HaAdama, if he corrects himself instantly, Toch Kidei Dibur, it is considered a valid correction, and he saved himself. Doesn't have to repeat the bracha. That's the principle. Hilchasa toch kidei dibur kidibur dami. A person who retracts within kidei dibur is still considered the same statement. It works together and it does the correction. Chutz, except, mimegadef, a person who, rachmana litzlan, curses Hashem. Va'ovid avodas kochavim, a person who worships an idol, he says, Eli ato, you are my God. And then he wants to retract. Toch kidei dibur doesn't work over there. He's already in violation. U'mekadesh, and a person who does kiddushin with a woman, he or she want to retract after it was clear that it was a good kiddushin. Umegaresh, and the case of divorce, likewise, that the divorce was administered, and then he decides, change of heart, wants to retract it. You don't have his das anymore. So it doesn't work in those cases. Four cases that are listed, that this concept of toch kidei dibur does not work. The Ran, five lines into the wide on the bottom of the page, writes, lo yadano, I don't know exactly what's the explanation here, both of toch kidei dibur and of these four exceptions. And the Ran writes, v'nira be'enai, it seems, which apparently means that he didn't have a tradition regarding the explanation of toch kidei dibur, but he's saying an explanation. When you have a normal transaction, they're not so serious. It's not like avodah zarah. It's not like kiddushin and gerushin. Kishadam osa osam, when a person does them, lo gomar daito, lo bigmar daito hu osa, he does not have a complete intent to do it. Eladaito, his intent is he's going to try it on for size. I'm going to see how it feels. I'm going to do it. And suddenly I have second thoughts. Oh, this is an awful deal to purchase this car. So even as he's doing the Kenyan, he's restraining himself, so to speak, in his Gemiras Das, in his finality of intent, until it's actually done and it sits. And at that point, it's finally done. But if he retracts before that, it's a retraction. Avalhani, but these four things that are listed, Kevin de Chamiri Kulehai, since they're so serious, Ein Adam Osa Osam Ella Bahaskoma Gemura. A person only does them if he is totally committed to do them. O Mishamachi, and therefore, Chazara Afilu Toch Kede Dibur Lo Mahani. And therefore, these seconds after the act do not have any relevance, because at the time that he did it, he certainly had total intent. So the Ran's understanding is, do you have das? Do you have the person's intent? And if the person doesn't have total intent yet, then it makes sense that there's a restraint on the finality of transaction, and that would apply in any area that's not as serious as these four items that are listed. They're so serious that a person certainly had proper intent before he did them. The Ran continues and says, Vera'isi, I have seen, however, L'Rabbeinu Moshe Bar Nachman, that the Ramban, Zichrono Livrocha, learns differently. Shakosa B'Shem Rabbeinu Tamzal, he writes in the name of Rabbeinu Tam, Detoch Kedei Dibur Kedibur Dami Takantahu, that the concept of Toch Kedei Dibur is rabbinic. And the reason is, they made a legislation, Mishum Talmud Alokeach Mekach, a student who's making a purchase, Upoga Bo Rabo, and he encounters his rabbi, or his rabbi encounters him during the transaction, he should be able to give shalom to the Rebbe, and it shouldn't be held against him. He could give shalom quickly, and he could still retract. V'hishvu midoseyam b'chomili, and they equated all topics to this legislation, so that it applies by brachas also. It applies by all kinds of things. We saw in the Gemara that it would apply even in cases of kriya. Person tore for a close relative that passed away. And the Gemara gives an example. Even if the close relative hasn't yet passed away, but toch kedei dibur, they did pass away. So such things work, and apparently they didn't legislate that allowance by Kiddushin, Gerushin, and Avodas Kochavim, because they're so serious, and presumably it would leave us, either because it's so serious, or Kiddushin and Gerushin, it would leave us in an additional unknown without good reason. So they held that back. But in other cases, everything has Toch Kedei Dibur. Says the Ramban, V'lo nicholi, I don't understand how the Ramban can learn like this. The Ran objects, V'chi bezdin masnin lakor dover min haTorah? How could Bezdin make such a legislation that something that would have been valid should suddenly be undone? How could they do that? So perhaps they could do it by Mekach and Memkar, Hefker Bezdin Hefker perhaps, but beyond financial things, how do they go and do such a thing by all kinds of other areas, for example, such as brachas? So the Mefarshim give an interesting explanation for the Ramban's approach, that after they made such a legislation, the result is that normative speech is to have this short allowance, and it's ka'amira achas, it's like one speech. We've merged the time, as we saw the Ran yesterday, kevan shemes toch kedei dibur k'man dekara hashta dami, that if the thing happened within toch kedei dibur, then it's as if it happened now. It's a little bit like when you're doing soundtracks, and you could actually do overlap of two events. And that's what we're saying, that this 2 to 3 seconds gets merged into one, because that's normative speech. The same way that we could all make up that the word yes means yes, so normative speech can have certain impact. And the result is that this is the normal way of speaking, that there's an allowance for toch kedei dibur. So again, we have the approach of the Ran, that it has to be biblical, and we're working with the person's intent. And the person's intent is not totally here until he's tried it on and has a few moments to change his mind. And we have the approach of the Ramban, that it's rabbinic, but the explanation perhaps is that once it is rabbinic and once it becomes normative way of speaking, it indeed is binding on all manners of speech, except for these few exceptions because of their severity. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.